Children's moments. All right. Bring on the children and the young at heart.
Debbie, what's yours? What's yours? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Katie, what is yours? I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. Oh. Wow. Interesting morning. Very interesting. Let's come closer. I bathed today. Very well. Very well. Come. Dear God, we just thank you for the emergency people that came today to help Jim. And we just thank you for having all of those people who are willing to give their time and their expertise to keep us healthy and to keep with us the emergency that is needed. We just thank them as they go, and we ask you to be with Jim and Sally. And in your name we pray. Amen. Sally says I'm taking this harder than she is. She's used to it, I guess. Could anybody tell me who was at the front of the church, at the back of the church when you came in? Yeah, who was standing back there?
Jim.
Jim? Jim whom? Jim whom? Who, Jim? When you came in the sanctuary for the children's moment, who was standing back there? 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 Hi, Butch.
Hi, Butch.
Hi, Tom. You all aren't very observant, are you?
No.
No. Well, isn't that one of the things that Jesus wanted us to do? Is to be observant of our environment. To be observant of where we go and who we're with. Who'd you come to church with today? Very good. Who'd you come to church with? Your mom and your little sister. And if you want to keep that foot, you keep it over here. Okay. So we need to be observant. And we need to know what is going on. What happened to us this morning? Oh, Nicole was late. Okay. And she says she wasn't. I believe her.
Hmm?
A what? I asked what happened this morning. One of our members got sick. What else happened this morning? Many of our members prayed. So we have to be observant of things that are around us. One of the things that Jim was going to say was that there's a lot of noise in this world. That there are a lot of things that are bombarding us. What bombard? Do you know what bombard means? There's a guy that does magic tricks on TV. I think his name is Bombardier. He's kind of funny. What happens when somebody bombards you? No? Did you? Attack? Yeah. Yeah, it's attack. Just giving you things all the time. And that's TV. What else bombards us? Video games, cell phones. How many of you have people sitting at dinner with you and has a cell phone out? Man, that happens. That's bombarding. How many of you get on the bus in the morning and everybody's talking at one time? That's bombarding. Yes. Yesterday, I was at the store trying to listen to the cashier, and there was a gentleman, God bless him, he was taking all of his change and putting it in the machine so it'll give him his, it'll count it for him and give him his money back. I was bombarded with all that money. And I couldn't hear the cashier. Anyway, we have to be careful about that, don't we? We have to be careful because God wants us to be aware. God wants us to know that who is standing right next to us? Jesus. He wants us to know who is going to protect us through all those bombardments, all those attacks. Jesus. He's going to be with us no matter what. And he tells us that. He tells us things are going to be good, things are going to be bad, but I'm going to be with you all the time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for so much for being with us now, for being with us yesterday, you're going to be there tomorrow, and you will be there forever. And in your name we pray. Amen. Okay.